Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus. Amen. Jesus begins his parable very simply by saying, "A sower went out to sow." In the parable, the activity of sowing or spreading seed is never described as any kind of burdensome obligation on the part of the sower. Instead, in this parable, the sower sows simply because that's what sowers do. Nor is there any expectation on the sower in the selection or the choice of where he would scatter his seed. The sower isn't asked first to do some kind of soil analysis to find the most fertile ground in which to sow his seed. The sower is not held responsible in any way for where the seed he scatters falls. If he has been given any instructions at all on where to sow, it must simply have been that he was told to scatter seed everywhere, everywhere he went and walked, without concerning himself over where the seed fell. For as the sower sows, most of what he sows falls in places where seeds are unable to grow. Some of the seed falls along a hard path, hard because people have regularly walked on it and trampled it down, and birds come along and quickly consume that seed. Other seed falls on rocky ground, where there isn't much soil for the seed to take root. For a while, new green plants spring up, but lacking any depth to the soil, their root system cannot grow, and the sun scorches these plants, and they simply wither and die. Other seed that is broadcast and scattered by the sower falls among bushes that soon grow up and choke out the tender young plants. And yet some of the seed the sower plants falls on good soil, and it produces an amazing harvest of grain beyond anyone's wildest expectations. Again, the sower throughout seems truly carefree about when and where he scatters the seeds that he plants. And so if there is any reason or logic behind his method of sowing, it's that he plants everywhere, liberally and generously, in the hope that something will eventually grow from the seed he is sowing. However, we see no pressure put on the sower. He has no fear, no apprehension that he is doing it right or doing it wrong. The sower shows absolutely no anxiety as to whether he has succeeded or failed in his venture of sowing the seed. My friends, the sower sowing this seed is a parable about Christians sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Our Lord wasn't the only one who used sowing or planting seed as an analogy for spreading the gospel. The Apostle Paul, speaking of growing faith in the hearts of the people in Corinth, says, "I planted, Apollos watered, but God is the one who gave the growth." And he continues saying, "So neither he who plants nor he who waters is anything, but only God who gives growth." This is a very important statement for those of us who spread the gospel about Jesus. It's most important to remember. Notice in the parable of the sower that the sower is never congratulated for the seed's success in growing, nor is he criticized for the seed's failure to produce. For whether the word that he sows succeeds or fails, this is entirely in God's domain. These things are completely under God's control. If the seed does not grow, we hear later that the poor quality of the soil is to blame. And if the seed does grow, the God who waters this earth is credited with causing these crops to grow. You see, God creates faith when and where it pleases Him in those who hear the gospel. All that we Christians are asked to do is sow the seed, to share the gospel. But the sower is never congratulated nor criticized whether the seed produces a harvest or fails to produce anything. And that is because this has never been the sower's mission. Like the sower in our parable, the church's mission isn't to succeed, as strange as that must sound to us as American consumers and businessmen. The church's mission is only to sow the seed of the gospel, to let God determine the word's success and the outcome of our witness to Christ. And so our mission is really quite simple, like the sower in the parable. Everywhere we Christians go, and especially those of us belonging to this Christian congregation, are to sow the seed of the gospel everywhere and with whoever will listen to us. We are to tell everyone we meet what Christ has done for us and for them by His death and resurrection. A Christian's willingness to spread the word about Jesus, I believe, is directly proportional to his or her confidence in that word. And for this reason, as Christians, we need reassured by the promise found in our Old Testament lesson from Isaiah 55. Here is what it says. For as the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return there, but water the earth, bringing forth and sprouting, giving seed to the sower and bread to the eater, the Lord says, so shall my word be that goes out from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that for which I purpose it, and shall succeed in the thing for which I sent it. If you are really thinking about it, that is an amazing promise from God about the incredible power of His Word to change the hearts and the lives and to create and sustain faith in all who hear so that they believe in Jesus Christ. If you truly believe that God works through your simple witness, then why are you not out there telling everyone you know about Jesus? Why aren't the members of our congregation directing others to St. John Lutheran Church as that place where they are guaranteed to hear the comfort of the gospel? The answer is harsh, and I include myself. The answer is that we don't always believe this. Far too many times we give lip service to the word, but if we are really honest with ourselves, we believe that we need things other than the word and sacraments to make the church grow. Instead of following the simple parabolic formula of being sowers of the word and then trusting God with the outcome, churches today are so anxious to succeed, according to American standards of success, that far too many churches neglect the word and have decided to take matters into their own hands to make their churches grow. Instead of trusting in the spreading of the gospel to make disciples, they resort to packaging what their church offers in an effort to please the customer, even if at times it offends God. Many churches these days give the consumer what they want by dumbing down what God's Word teaches until they completely empty the Word of its power. But my friends, the Word is not merely a product that you can change to make it have greater appeal to the masses. But the Word is the living, the active, the powerful revelation of the triune God. And it does not need our human help to convert hearts back to God through Christ. This is why we so desperately need to hear and return to the model of the parable of the sower who went out to sow as the way we do things in church. In the parable, the sower has but one goal, but one task, and that is to sow the seed, or in our case, to spread the good news about Jesus Christ. My guess is that too few of us do this. We don't sow the seed of the gospel out of some paralyzing fear that we will screw it up. We worry that if we stumble, if we say the wrong thing about Jesus, or we don't have all the right answers, that we might turn somebody off to Christianity and maybe even keep them out of heaven. Please believe me when I tell you this, that you could do the worst witnessing job ever and God could still bless it. That you would not be able to keep those God has chosen out of heaven, for even if you do get it wrong on occasion, God will see to it that those he has chosen eventually hear the gospel from someone else and come to believe it. So stop worrying about such things that make you ineffective. For God wants you to be more like the carefree sower in the parable. The sower, he broadcasts seed everywhere without concern for where it falls or whether it fails. The sower in the parable was able to leave these matters in God's hands. For God, and not you, are responsible for what results from the seeds that you scatter. We sow the word, but God alone converts through the word. We are only asked to scatter the seed. Yes, we are to talk about God's forgiveness in Christ as often as we can and with whomever we can. But once we do this, once we sow the seed of faith by sharing the good news about our Savior with others, after that, it is up to God's Spirit as to what happens. You see, our job is not to grow the church. Only God can grow the church. Our job as Christians, however, is to plant the seed so that God can work through the seed of the word that we have planted. Every one of us is the sower who went out to sow. As Christians, we are to sow the seeds of the gospel among those people who do not yet know the Lord, those who need to grow in their faith, and those who are looking for a church home for that purpose. Each of you knows someone in your life who does not yet believe in Jesus. God wants you to sow the seed of the gospel among them, to sow the seed of faith in your daily vocation as a husband or a wife or a single person or a student or a widow or a senior or a child. You have a unique opportunity to reach people in your vocation that the rest of us could not reach. You have a unique opportunity as an employee or employer, as a person who does business with others, as a neighbor, as a friend, as an acquaintance. Because within your circle of influence, you have people who know you, who trust you, who depend on you and look up to you. Pray that these people would eventually ask you about your faith in Christ and about Christianity, and pray that you will know what to say when they do. But even if you don't know everything there is to know, even if as much as you think you should know about the Christian faith and don't let this deter you from sharing what you do know about Jesus presently. For that person's salvation doesn't depend upon how much or how little you know. For I promise God the Holy Spirit can use what you do know about Jesus and His Word to plant those first seeds of faith in their heart. And when you observe faith begin to grow in that person, you can always invite them to hear more from those who do know about the gospel. You can invite them to meet your pastors. You can invite them to meet a gifted friend who knows the Bible, or you can invite them to church. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which passes our understanding, guard your hearts and minds in faith, so that you have no apprehension in you as you sow the seed of the gospel. Amen.